ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Global roaming is expanding to weekdays.
We did try to stay weekly. The news said no. So 5 days a week it is.
It's serious reporting on global events. Plus you're invited for a daily radio coffee table chat with me, Geraldine Doogue.
And with me, Hamish McDonald. And in 2026, Latika Burke and Kylie Morris.
Together we'll explore the global forces reshaping our world in mostly calm conversation.
Calm, Geraldine. Global roaming. Search for global roaming on the ABC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A small dark grey MG sports car pulls up to the gates inside the Harwell Nuclear Energy Research Centre. The driver gives a familiar nod to the security guard in the box and the gates swing open. At the wheel is atomic physicist Klaus Fuchs. Next to him, his friend and boss, Herbert Skinner. They drive down an Oxfordshire country lane carpeted in golden leaves on their way to a meeting at the General Electric Company on the outskirts of London. Does Klaus Fuchs notice, in his rearview mirror, when another car slips out of a lay-by and starts to follow them? Does he register the three men inside the car? Later that evening, when Fuchs returns home, having said goodbye to Skinner, does he suspect that there are people listening to his every movement as he stokes the fire or prepares his dinner?
When the phone was put back on its cradle, it didn't cut off. That allowed them to hear whatever was being said in the room, in both his office and his home. They also looked at his mail. They checked for invisible ink. They checked everything they could.
And when, later in the evening, there's a covert knock on the door, the unseen audience listens as Fuchs gets up and lets in his female guest. What they say to each other isn't clear, but it is clear that they both retire to the couch. The listener records that Fuchs stokes the fire and that the woman makes the occasional murmur. MI5 are learning very little about Klaus Fuchs's atomic espionage for the Soviets. But they are now privy to the affair he's having with Erna Skinner, the wife of his boss.